Yo, B, I got some great fucking news. In 2 days, this fucking election is going down. And that means an end to the fucking political commercials, an end to the political talk, to the commentary, to the douchebag posts from your fucking Facebook friends, to the shit that you see on fucking Twitter, to fucking all of it. You don't gotta fucking listen to it anymore. Oh, I can't fucking tell you how fucking excited I am for that fucking day. Now, you might think you're tired of the election and the election coverage. And I'm here to say, fuck off. There's no fucking way that you're more annoyed about this shit than I am. Because I've been in the fucking trenches for the last 12 months? Beyond that? Remember that fucking time when Donald Trump came down like the fucking airplane hangar and, you know, they had the fucking smoke machines and shit and he came down on the fucking escalator to announce that he was running? Do you even remember that? I fucking do. It was easily a fucking year ago. It had to be a fucking year. It was like a year and a half ago. I went out so goddamn bad. But we're right there. We're right at the fucking finish line. We're right fucking there. Basically, I'm just going to tell you right off the bat that your vote doesn't count. Your vote is bullshit. It doesn't matter what party you're voting for, unless you get the balls, like I do, to vote for a third-party candidate. You are just raging for the fucking machine. You're going to rage for the machine over and over and over again. Anytime you fucking pull the lever for a Republican or a Democrat, those two parties are fucking disgrace. They suck. They don't give a shit about you. None of these motherfuckers give a shit about you. The third parties probably don't give a shit about you either. I'll tell you why I vote for a third-party candidate. It's very simple. There's a dumb fucking notion out there that isn't true, but it's out there, that if you don't vote, you don't have a right to complain, which is horseshit. It's fucking horseshit. Nobody gives a fuck if you vote or not. They want you to vote for their guy. That's all it is. Trump supporters don't want you to vote. They want you to vote Trump. You know, Clinton supporters don't want you to vote. They want you to vote Clinton. Or they want you to vote for a third party candidate that they don't think fucks over their guy, right? So the fucking Green Party candidate, if it wasn't a fucking dunce named Jill Stein, like when Ralph Nader was the Green Party candidate, they were like, well, he's stealing votes from Al Gore. Even though nobody really realizes that, like, people that vote for Nader aren't voting for Gore anyway. I voted for Ralph Nader. You think I'd vote for, I'd rather rip my dick off and throw it in the fucking river than vote for Al Gore. Fuck Al Gore. Al Gore sucks. Fucking piece of shit. Yeah, I'm gonna vote for Al Gore. But that notion is out there that, if you don't vote, you can't complain. Even though if you vote for a piece of shit, then I'll complain all I want. There are numerous things that happen every fucking day that you could take a more active role in that you don't, that you fucking complain about. It happens every goddamn day in every fucking scenario. You don't like the fucking roads? You bitch about it. But you really could take a more active role in that. You could find your fucking highway superintendent. I'm not going to list off the fucking reasons that you could help fix the goddamn roads. But the ways are out there, and you don't fucking take them, but you bitch about it. We like to bitch about everything in this country, myself included. I love to bitch. But, like, if you're bitching about something, like voting, like, then you're not allowed to fucking do it. I'll fucking complain about whatever the fuck I want to complain about. Whatever the fuck I want to complain about it. You understand? If I don't want to take part in your dumb fucking election voting for your shitty candidates, then it's not on me, it's on you. Put somebody out there that's worth a shit. But either way, I don't want to have that conversation with people because they don't fucking get it. They're dummies. They'll just keep regurgitating the same shit to you. There was some dumb fucking asshole in college that used to say that to me. They're like, well, did you vote? You know, some condescending, pretentious asshole. Like, no, I didn't. You know, whatever the fuck we were talking about. She's like, well, if you don't vote, you can't complain. And my response was just what I told you, followed up with a go fuck yourself, asshole. The fuck are you? She's like, well, if you didn't vote, you can't complain. And she starts listening to all these reasons. So then I pulled my Trump card out of my pocket. Ha ha! I did vote, asshole. I voted for Nader. So fuck you and fuck your candidate and fuck the other guy. You're a douchebag. And then what do they say to that? They can't fucking say anything to that anymore because you fucking voted. You fucking voted. You stuck it right up their fucking ass. And I'm proud of that. So I always vote for presidential elections. I always vote for a third party candidate because I'm not voting for a Republican or a Democrat. Fuck them. And then I feel good about myself. There's a problem this time around, too, with the third-party candidates. Like, Gary Johnson. I thought, Gary Johnson, it's a decent enough guy. You know, a libertarian candidate. You know, maybe I'll vote for Gary Johnson. But Gary Johnson is dumb as a bag of hair. He is a fucking moron. This fucking guy can't even name a fucking world leader. Angela Merkel. I just fucking did it. I don't even give a shit about world leaders. I just fucking did it. You can follow me on Twitter. Well, you still can. Apparently there's people are nervous about Twitter going away, which if it does, I don't give a fuck. I just use it to pimp me. At Johnson Hates You. You can follow the podcast on Podbean or subscribe on iTunes or, you know, yeah.